Jonathan Swift, who lived from 1667 to 1745, and he was born in Dublin and spent most of his life in Dublin as deacon of the cathedral. I believe it must have been the Anglican cathedral. But he spent a good bit of time in London, and he was obviously a very close friend of Alexander Pope. And they used to hang out at coffee houses, which were all the rage in the day. Apparently Dryden used to hold forth in coffee shops, and that's where the poets of London held forth. And this is Jonathan Swift on poetry. You might call it a criticism, you might call it a satire. He calls it a rhapsody. And a lot of the criticism that he applies to poets in this poem can definitely be applied to myself, and probably to you. So let's have a read of Jonathan Swift. All human race would fain be wits, and millions miss for one that hits. Young's universal passion, pride, was never known to spread so wide. Say, America, could you ever boast three poets in an age at most? Our chilling climate hardly bears a sprig of bays in 50 years. While every fool his claim alleges, as if it grew in common hedges. What reason can there be assigned for this perverseness of our mind? Brutes, find out where their talents lie. A bear will not attempt to fly. A foundered horse will oft debate before it tries a five-barred gate. A dog, by instinct, turns aside, who sees the ditch too deep and wide. But man, we find, the only creature who, led by folly, combats nature, who, when she loudly cries, "Forbear," with obstinacy fixes there, and where his genius least inclines, absurdly bends his whole designs. Not empire to the rising sun, by valor, conduct, fortune won, nor highest wisdom in debates, for framing laws to govern states, nor skill in sciences profound, so large to grasp the circle round. Such heavenly influence require, as how to strike the muse's lyre. No beggar's brat, on bulk begot, no bastard of a peddler Scot, no boy brought up to cleaning shoes, the spawn of Bridewell, or the stews, not infants dropped the spurious pledges of gypsies littering under hedges, are so disqualified by fate to rise in church or law or state, as he whom Phoebus in his ire hath blasted with poetic fire. What hope of custom in the fair, while not a soul demands your ware? Where you have nothing to produce for private life or public use, court, city, country, want you not. You cannot bribe, betray, or plot. For poets, law makes no provision. The wealthy have you in derision. Of state affairs, you cannot smatter. are awkward when you try to flatter.